We're in the middle of Torah Zion in the second half of Likutei Moran. We're going to be starting from where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the story with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua in the middle of paragraph Yud Gimel. Before we begin, we dedicate the shir today for a complete refuah and Yeshua for all those that need it. Just a very quick review of the topics we touched on in this chapter on Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal started off speaking about the true leader of Klal Yisrael, who has to be a real Rachamon, one who has real Rachmonus and gives Das to the people, because that's the greatest Rachmonus. When a person is lacking Das, then everything they have is lacking. And then Rabbeinu Zal went on to speak about even when the Talmud Chacham, the Tzaddik, leaves the world, he has to make sure that his Das remains active in this world, by leaving behind a son and a student. And we spoke about that, the concept of the son being the higher level, the student being the lower level, and the tzaddik being able to be one who can address the needs of the people who are most advanced and the people who are far away from Hashem. And we said that in order for his words to be effective, he has to have Yira Shemayim, and a person who has Yira Shemayim has to be careful that he shouldn't seek authority, leadership. He sees that people listen to what he has to say. He could have a big craving to be a leader when it's not always healthy. Then we spoke about the fact that when a person shares their knowledge with others, when a person empties out their mind into other people, in that merit, Hashem gives the person makifin. That knowledge which the person didn't understand previously, didn't know, that knowledge goes into the person's head, these makifin. And we said that there are different levels of makifin. And then we spoke about the concept of aye mekoyim kevoidoi and meloi chol oretz kevoidoi. That to people who are on a high level, the tzaddik has to be able to show them that they don't know anything yet, so that they're asking, where is Hashem? And to the people who are on a low level, the tzaddik has to deliver to them the message of meloi chol haaretz kevoidoi, that the entire world is filled with Hashem's honor and light. So no matter how low you are, Hashem's light is reaching you also, and you can connect to Hashem. Then we spoke about the concept of combining, that the son has to have some of the Talmud, and the Talmud has to have some of the son, and thereby bringing together upper world and lower world. Then we spoke about achila, eating, that the time of eating is a time that a person can receive he'oras harotzein, which is a very high level light, a strong yearning and desire for Hashem. And then we spoke about the fact that parnasa comes from the yodayim shebiyam hachochma. And Rabbeinu Zal said, in order for a person to get parnasa, the person cannot be a shlamazel. The person has to have a degree of malchus, authority, in order to be able to obtain parnasa, which comes from the yodayim shebiyam hachochma. We spoke about poiseach es yodecho umaspir lechol chai rotzoim. This Torah is an ocean. We spoke about Chanukah, about how the Chanukas Habayis on Chanukah, the renewal of the Beis HaMikdosh, is dependent on the forgiveness that we achieve during Yom Kippur, the Slachna of Yom Kippur. We also spoke about the lungs, and now with this we led into paragraph 13, where Rabbeinu Zal mentioned this story from the Gemara, where Rabbeinu Zal is really going to tie together just about everything that we had so far in this chapter in Likutei Moran. And the story was about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were traveling on a ship. Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping, Rabbi Yeshua was awake, and suddenly Rabbi Yeshua trembled. And Rabbi Eliezer woke up and he said, "What happened, Rabbi Yeshua? What caused you to tremble?" So Rabbi Yeshua responded, "I saw a great light out in the ocean." So Rabbi Eliezer said, "Maybe it was the eyes of the Leviosan." The Leviosan means a gigantic, gigantic sea serpent or fish, about which the Pasuk says, "His eyes shine like the rays of the morning star." This story is one of these stories that appears in the Gemara Baba Basra, page 74, where the Gemara tells the Agodas of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going in to discuss this. We started this in the previous shir. Maybe we'll pick up from the beginning of Rabbeinu Zal's interpretation, so that one short paragraph, which we already covered in the previous shir, we'll mention it now to get a running start. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, this is right after the story in the Gemara is presented in the beginning of paragraph Yud Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Zebechinas Ben Vetalmid. These two rabbis specifically represent a son and a student. Rabbi Eliezer, Zebechinas Ben. Rabbi Eliezer represents the son, Shehasogosoi Bechinas Ma, which we learned earlier, the son represents the higher level knowledge, the one whose level of understanding is referred to as Ma, what, meaning referring to the highest levels like Makifin, the Keser, Bechinas Me Chomis, Me Pishpesh, which is what the Zohar HaKadosh says we say to the angels who are close to Hashem and who are very spiritual, we say to them, what do you see? What do you know? You think you're so spiritual, you're still on a very, very far from Hashem. Bechinas Ki Lo Yirani Ha'odam, as we mentioned earlier, when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the most advanced of all the prophets, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Lo Yirani Ha'odam, no human being can see me, so you won't be able to see my face, you'll only be able to see my back. That's the expression that Hashem used in speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who came closest, most advanced in knowledge. The message to him is, can't see. You still don't really see. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ayin lo ra'asa Elokim zulascha. No eye has seen anything like you, Hashem. Vezeh bechinas Reb Eliezer. And this is represented by Reb Eliezer, Ki Eliezer roshe tevois Ayin lo ra'asa Elokim zulascha Ya'aseh lamechak Eloi. The word Eliezer makes up the first letters of this pasuk. No eye has ever seen you, Hashem, referring to that highest level. Shezeh bechinas bein kanal. That's the level of bein that we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Yehoshua, zeh bechinas talmid. Rabbi Yeshua represents the student. Yehoshua was the student of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehasogosoi hu bechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi. Where his level of understanding, the message that's given to him is that the world is filled with Hashem's honor and glory. Bechinas vo'era es Hashem. As we mentioned earlier in the Torah, Yeshaya Hanavi, who was on a much lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, I saw Hashem. Vo'era es Hashem. His seeing Hashem is on a much lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu's cannot see. Shezeo bechinas ha-hasoga shel dorei mato. This represents the level of understanding of the people who are on a low level. Shetzorech lo'oiroram ul'hakitzam. These people have to be inspired and woken up. Shelo yisyashu atzm kanal, so that they shouldn't give up on themselves completely. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ha-kitzu v'ranenu sheichnei ofor. Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Those people who are lying in the dirt in a very low level, we have to try to wake them up by convincing them that they're not disconnected. They're not so far from Hashem. Hashem is right there with them. Ki maloi chol aretz kevoidoi, because Hashem's kavod fills the entire earth. Vezeh bechinas Rabbi Yehoshua. This corresponds to Rabbi Yehoshua. Ki Yehoshua hu roshei tevois of this pasuk, which begins with the words Yichyu Meisecha, those who are dead will come to light. Nivelosi Yikumun, the corpse will stand up. Hakitzu Varanenu Sheichnei Ofer, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Those last five words, Yikumun, Hakitzu Varanenu Sheichnei Ofer, the first letters make up the word Yehoshua, showing that Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua, represents the lower level, those who are lying in the ground. And we said that a true tzaddik is one who's able to address the needs of both, the people who are most advanced on the higher level and the people who are on the lowest levels. U'Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu b'chinas chacham ador, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the chacham of the generation, shehu meir beben v'talmid, he is the one who teaches and shines spiritual light into the son and the student. Al kein hoyeloi bein shehoye shmo Eliezer. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu had a son whose name was Eliezer. V'talmid sheshmo Yehoshua, and a student whose name was Yehoshua, Ki Eliezer ben Moshe hu bechinas Rav Eliezer Agodol Kanal, because the Arizal tells us that Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, was very much connected. In a later Gilgul, this was Rav Eliezer Hagodol, Kemuva b'Medrash, as is hinted to in the Medrash Rabbah, in Chumash Bamidbar, Al Pasuk v'Shem Ho'echod Eliezer, expounding on the fact that the Pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, Shem Ho'echod Gershom, the name of the first one was Gershom, v'Shem Ho'echod Eliezer, and the name of the one was Eliezer. It should have said v'Shem Hasheni, and the second one was Eliezer. It doesn't say that. It says Shem Ho'echod, Ho'echod HaMeyuchod. The Medrash says this refers to the special one. This is a remez to the great tzaddik Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol, as he was called, who would be a descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh al zeh, because the Gemara tells us Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for this when he was in heaven, Sheyir Rabbi Eliezer miyotze chalotzov, that Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol should be from his descendants, Veniskayim Kane, and it was fulfilled. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in heaven, he saw Hashem Kaviyochel studying the laws of Parah Adumah and quoting a certain law about Parah Adumah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, who originated this? And Hashem said, Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, can I have the privilege that he should be from my descendants? And Hashem said, yes. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the tzaddik of the generation, he has the student, Yehoshua, and he has the son, Eliezer, meaning he's broadcasting on both channels, the highest level, the ones who are represented by the son, who is completely from the brain of his father, that, as we learned earlier in the Torah, and the student, who represents the lower level. V'zeh ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Now we continue from where we left off. And this is why it says the story of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Nazal says, ma'aseh hu mo shin ayin, kemuva b'ksovim. The Arizal, in explaining the Haggadah that we read on the night of Pesach, over there also, in the Haggadah we have ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. There's stories in the Haggadah. And the Arizal says that the word Maisa, which means story, also alludes to this highest level of knowledge, which is a combination. The word Maisa is a combination of Mo. Mo means what? Mo is a term that's associated with the Keser, the highest level of light, and Shin Ayin, which is the 370 lights of the face of Hashem Kaviyochel. So Rabbi Nazal says, Hainu Bechinas Makifin. The word Maisa alludes to that knowledge which is above us, the Keser, the halo, the Makifin, Shehem Bechina Shin Ayin Nahoirin She'or Haponim, which are sometimes referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as the 370 lights of the face of Hashem Kaviyochel, Bechinas Mo, which again refers to this level of knowledge that we don't understand normally, we don't grasp it. It's called Mo. What? V'zeh shehayu boim b'sfina, and this is why the Gemara relates that they were traveling in a ship. Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Bechinas ben v'talmid, hayu mehalchin b'yam hachochma. These two rabbis who represent the two levels, the son and the student, were traveling in the Yam HaChochma, in the Sea of Chochma. Sheshom Mizgalin Oiroi Samakifin. It's in this Yam HaChochma that there can be revealed this light of Makifin. V'zeh Bechina Sfina, and this is also what the word Sfina, ship, represents, because in Hebrew, the word Sofun means hidden. Lashon Sofun V'tomun, meaning referring to the hidden knowledge. Bechinas Hamakifin, referring to that halo around the person's head. Shehem Sfunim Utfunim Yein Koil, which is something that's hidden from the eyes of people. It's a level of knowledge that people usually do not attain. Kihem Bechinas Mo Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzofanto Lirayecha, because here we're referring to that level of knowledge about which the pasuk says, what is this incredible goodness that's hidden away for those who respect Hashem? And again, ma, the pasuk begins with that word, ma. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why we find in Mishlei, in Eishes Chayil, which we say on Friday night, when it speaks about the Torah, it says, Hoysa ka'onios soicher. The Torah is like a ship that businessmen travel on. Rabbeinu Zal says, the word soicher means a businessman, and the word schoyer in Aramaic means round. Loshen schoyer schoyer. In Aramaic, the Hebrew word saviv, which means around, the Targum always says schoyer schoyer. So Rabbeinu Zal says again, Bechinas makifin, showing that we're referring to here, in what the Gemara is referring to here, is that these rabbis are traveling in the sea of Chachma and trying to reach this light, this great light of makifin. And this is why the Gemara says, V'hoyo Rebbe Eliezer yoshein for Rebbe Yeshua neyer. Rebbe Eliezer was asleep and Rebbe Yeshua was awake. Ki hasogas Rebbe Eliezer shu bechinas bein hu bechinas sheina. Because the level of understanding and knowledge that Rebbe Eliezer has, he represents the sun. That higher level is referred to as sleep, meaning it's what a person, when your eyes are open, you see, you understand. When a person's, the concept of sleep here represents that which is on so high a level that the eyes cannot see it. It's something that cannot be attained with open eyes. It's above that level. We mentioned in the past, there's a pasuk, Yoshes Choshech Sisroi, that Hashem's hiddenness is in darkness. Meaning that the standard level of light, a level of light that we can look at, that we can see, is referred to as light. A level of light that's so bright that we can't look at it, that level of light is referred to as darkness. Darkness meaning because it's so bright a light that if we try to look at it, we'll see black. We won't be able to, we can't process it. It's above our level. So again, the hasoka of Rebbe Eliezer is referred to as shena. Just like when a person goes to sleep, when a person's awake, their eyes are open, they're obtaining knowledge. When a person goes to sleep, the soul leaves and goes up to heaven. And tzaddikim, who are able to be relatively awake during that experience, during their sleep, they were able to attain a much higher level knowledge than they could get while they were awake. The story with the Arizal, who once when he was taking a nap on Shabbos afternoon, and his student Rebbe Avraham Alevi walked in on him, and he saw the Arizal's lips moving. And then the Arizal woke up, and Rebbe Avraham Alevi said, Rebbe, would you be willing to share with me what you were learning now? And the Arizal said, it would take me 80 years to explain to you some of the secrets that I just learned about Bilam and Balak. So again, during the Arizal's sleep, he was connecting to a much higher level than standard knowledge. Bechinas mo, bechinas ayin loy roasa, referring to that level of knowledge which no eye has ever seen, referring to that those secrets, that high level which no eye has ever seen. Bechinas mo, bechinas me chomis kanal. That's what Rebbe Eliezer represents. Avol hasogas Rebbe Yehoshua, shubchinas Talmud, whereas the level of understanding of Rebbe Yeshua, who represents the student, bechinas doreimato, the lower level, hu bechinos neor. That's referred to as being awake. Like Yeshaya Hanovi said, bechinas voeres Hashem, I saw Hashem. Bechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi, That message that the entire world is filled with Hashem's glory. Bechinas hokitzu varanenu shoich neofor. Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Vezeh v'hoyu Rebbe Eliezer yoshen v'Rebbe Yeshua neyer. And this is why the Gemara said Rebbe Eliezer was asleep and Rebbe Yeshua was awake. We're addressing these two levels. And then nizdazeya Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua trembled. V'nina Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Eliezer woke up. We had learned earlier in the Torah that even though these are two different levels, completely different levels, it's important for each one of them to have some of the other one. Rabbein Azal had explained earlier, in order for them to have Yira, in order for the ones on a lower level to have Yira, we have to give them a taste of that higher level, to wow them in a sense. And on the other hand, those who are on the level of what is it? They don't see anything. They have to be given a taste of the level of Talmud. And this is what Rabbein Azal is going to show us now here. We had this in a paragraph earlier in the Torah. Nina Rebeliezer. Rebeliezer woke up Zebchinas Klolius Ben Betalmud. That's the concept of the son, S-O-N, Rebeliezer, getting a taste of the student. He's sleeping and then he wakes up. His eyes open. Kitzorech Lichloil Ben Betalmud, because we learned earlier that it's important for the son to connect, to have an aspect of the Talmud in him. Laharois Lebchinas Ben. We must also show the son a little bit of the aspect of the knowledge of the student. So that the son should have yira. If he doesn't see anything, then he doesn't know what to respect, what to fear. We have to give him a taste of something. Something that the Talmud sees and experiences. Vezehu v'ninar Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer, who represents the sun, who represents the sleep, nichlal bebechinas Talmud, plugged into the aspect of the Talmud, shehasagosei bebechinas neir. The student's hasaga is referred to as being awake. Omar loy. Now, Reb Eliezer speaks to Reb Yeshua. Reb Eliezer says to Yeshua, ma ze, what is this? Look what's taking place here. Mazeh Yehoshua. What is this, Yehoshua? What caused you to tremble? Ma daika. Note the word that Reb Eliezer used, the word that he's sharing with Yehoshua. He's saying, ma. Zebechinas hasogo shel haben. That's that high level understanding of the son. Shehu bechinas ma kanal, which we said is referred to as ma. Zebechinas klolius talmid beben. Through this interaction, Reb Yeshua, the student, is being given a taste of the son's knowledge, the son's connection. Ki ha-talmid tzorech sheyia nichlal bebechinas bein, shu bechinas ma, because we learned earlier that the student has to plug in a little bit to the aspect of the son, which is referred to as ma, kidei sheyia lo yira. So that he should have fear of Hashem and respect for Hashem. V'zeh, and this is why we find a pasuk in the Torah that begins with the word mo. Mo Hashem Elokecha Asher Mimach. What is Hashem asking of you? Kiyim Le'ira. The only thing Hashem is asking of you is to respect him. Rabbein Azal says, look at the pasuk. Mo Daika. Hashem is asking you mo. This is teaching us that the student must also connect to that level of ma, kedei sheyir lo yira, so that he should be awed by Hashem. On one hand, we're telling him Hashem is right there with you. Hashem is right down there in the trenches with you. You're right near Hashem. You're connected. But we need to show him that Hashem is not his buddy. He also has to have an element of yira. V'zeh. Ma ze Yehoshua, haynu Reb Eliezer havias Reb Yehoshua lebechinas hasoga shalmo. This means that Reb Eliezer brought Yehoshua. He connected Reb Yehoshua, the student, to the level of mo. Kedei sheyir Reb Yehoshua bechinas haTalmid nichlal beben. So that Reb Yehoshua, who represents the student, should be connected to and plugged into the aspect of the ben. Mipnei ma nizdarasto, why did you tremble? Omar loi, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Mo'er godol roisi bayam, I saw a great light out at sea. Shero oer godol b'yam ha-chochma. Rabbi Yeshua was saying that we're in the yam ha-chochma. I saw a very great light in this yam ha-chochma. Omar loi, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Shemo einov shel v'yoson roisa. Maybe it was the eyes of the Leviathan that you saw. We had learned earlier in the Torah that the Leviathan represented Malchus. We mentioned that the word Leviathan is Bigimatria Malchus, and also Rabbeinu Zal had brought a pasuk to show this. Bechinas Leviathan ze yotzarto lesachek boy. Hashem, you created this Leviathan to play in the sea, to roll around in the sea, this giant, giant serpent, sea serpent. And the pasuk continues over there in Borchi Nafshi, Kulam Eilecho Yisabeirun. Hashem, all eyes look to you for Parnasa. We had explained earlier in the Torah, Lesachek Boy referred to the heaven that's called Shchokim, where Hashem prepares Parnasa for the world. That's where the Malachim grind up Mon to prepare Parnasa for the earth. So again, and where does it come from? From the Leviathan, from the Malchus. We had showed earlier that in order for a person to be able to draw Parnasa from heaven, they have to make a connection to Malchus. And there also has to be this bitochin, the eyes turning to Hashem, looking to Hashem for Parnasa. This kulam eilecho yisabeirun. Hainu sheheshiv loy, meaning that Rabbi Yoshua answered Rabbi Eliezer, shero'o einov shel Leviathan, that he saw, Rabbi Yeshua saw the eyes of the Leviathan. Dahainu ma shebechinas malchus melaket umekabetz kol habitchoino shel kol boi oilam. The eyes, again, refers to the eyes of the people that are looking to the malchus, looking to Hashem for parnasa. So Rabbi Yeshua said that he observed the fact that the malchus gathers in all of the bitochins of all the people in the world that are putting their trust in Hashem. Shekulam einehem tluyos umetzapim al parnasa. All of their eyes are turned to and looking to Hashem for parnasa. Umalchus bechinas leviathan mekabeitz kol elu habitchinos. And it's the aspect of malchus of Hashem, which is represented by the Leviathan, which gathers in all of these bitochins, v'nichnas imohem liyam hachochma, and the Malchus uses this to connect to the yam hachochma, lekabel misham parnasa, and to draw from there parnasa. Because again, the light originates from on high, from makifin, from the keser. It goes down into the yam hachochma, from there it goes down, 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 all the way down to the Malchus, from where the Malchus is going to be able to draw from there. The Malchus, by gathering in the bitochin of each and every single Jew who puts their trust and faith in Hashem, this gives the Malchus the ability to rise up and draw Parnasa from the Yam HaChochma, from the Yodayim Sheb Yam HaChochma. And what was Rabbi Yeshua's reaction? He trembled. Ki nofal olav yira, which means that a fear came upon him. Machma shenichnas b'yam hachochma, because he had entered into the yam hachochma, sheshom nizgale bechinas malchus, where this aspect of malchus is also revealed. And malchus imposes fear. Moiro'o shel malchus, the Mishnah says. Shebo lekabel parnasa, the malchus which had entered the yam hachochma to be able to draw parnasa. Sheze bechinas einov shel Leviathan. That's the concept of the eyes of the Leviathan. The eyes represents those eyes that are looking to Hashem for Parnasa. The Leviathan is the Malchus. The Malchus takes those eyes, that bitochin, and uses that as a fuel, as a power for the Malchus to be able to rise up and draw Parnasa. Vaideze noifel yira. And this imposes yira, fear, respect. Ki malchus hu mekoyer hayira, because malchus is the source of yira. Malchus means kingdom, authority, government. We pull together a lot of different things. We've been learning this chapter on Likutei Moran over a period of about 10, 11 weeks. And each time we put in a piece and another piece and another piece. It's quite a lot. For a person who's hearing it for the first time, it could easily be overwhelming. But try to absorb what you can. And again, when you look back and review, you'll see that all the pieces, A was connected to B, B to C, C to D. Then A was connected to B, C, and D. All the pieces are connected together. Rabbein Ezal built a fabulous building here, floor by floor. And now in this story, he's bringing it all together. He's showing how this story encompasses all the different concepts that we mentioned before. Now, this shiur was given on a Shabbos Chanukah, when the Torah portion that we read Shabbos Chanukah usually is Parshas Miketz. So Rabbein Ezal connects it to there. The Parsha begins, Vayhi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. It was at the end of 2 years after Yosef HaTzadik had said goodbye to the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim who were together with him in prison. 2 years later, Paroi has a dream and it troubles him greatly, and all of his interpreters and all of his stargazers cannot interpret it correctly. And then somebody tells him, the Sar HaMashkim tells him, that I remember when I was in prison, there was a youth there, and he knew how to interpret dreams. And this is when Yosef HaTzadik is taken out of prison. He's brought before Paroi, and then shortly after, he rises to become the economic minister of Egypt and of the whole world, basically. Rabbein Ezal says now, Shnosayim Yomim. Shnosayim means two, and Shnosayim can also mean 2 years. In this context, it's 2 years. 2 years of days, meaning two times 365 days. But Rabbein Ezal said, Ze bechinas tkufois hayomim, tkufois hashonim. Note, the pasuk mentions shana and shnosayim, shonim and yomim. We had learned earlier, shehem bechinas olam haba, that in olam haba, time is not measured by hours and minutes and seconds. Time is measured by levels of das. There are levels of das that are referred to as days, and there are levels of das that are referred to as years. We mentioned this earlier in the Torah. So this concept of Shnosayim Yomim alludes to Olam Haba, the future world, Shehu Yoim Shekula Yoruch, which is described as a day that's very, very long. In other words, above our concepts of time in this world. Shehu lamala me'azman. Sheshom seder hazmanim hu bechinas makifim. Up there in Olam Haba, the way time is defined is by levels of makifim. What level, what new level of knowledge the person has attained. And then higher and higher, keeping going on ad infinitum. Shehem kol hatanugim v'shashuim shel olam haba. That's the real essence of the pleasure of the future world, attaining constantly higher and higher levels of recognition of Hashem and knowledge of Hashem. Uparoi, the pasuk says, and Paroi dreamed. Paroi zebchinas yovel. Paroi represents yovel, the 50, the jubilee year, the 50th level. Kamuva b'Zohar HaKodesh, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh Parshas Vayigash, that Paroi represents the sphere of Bina, dekol nohoirin isparin v'zgalyan mino, whereby all lights, all the light of Chachma, comes down and is distributed via Bina. Via Bina, which is referred to by this term Paroi. Paroi means to distribute, to disperse light in this sense. V'hashar loy bier, and Rabbein Ezal did not explain the rest of the pasuk or the rest of the story there about Paroi, how it's connected to our Torah. One of the commentaries, the Bir Likutim, gives us a little bit of an insight from Rabbi Nosson Zal's words and from his own words, that what was the dream? In the dream he saw seven fat cows. The seven skinny cows represented Shefa, Parnasa. But then the seven fat cows came along and swallowed them up, tried to destroy, to eliminate the Parnasa. And it's Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadik, who is Yosef HaTzadik, is the concept of a son and a student. The pasuk says about Yosef HaTzadik, ki ben zikunim huloi. He was the son that was born to Yaakov Avinu in his older years. He was almost the youngest son before Binyamin, the last son to be born to Leah. The first son to be born to Rachel after Leah had all of her children. So he's called Ben, He's called Ben specifically, Ben Zikunim, and we know that he was the ultimate Talmud of Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara says, and Rashi quotes this, Eile toldos Yaakov Yosef, that Yaakov Avinu gave over all of his knowledge to Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik is referred to as the combination of Bein and Talmud. And it's through this combination of Bein and Talmud that he saves the economy of the world. He's the one who gives the advice which ensures that there will be parnasa, that even in the 7 years of famine, there was a supply of food and everything to be able to sustain the whole world. This is a little bit of what the Bir Likutim explains to show how this ties into everything we've been learning. And Yosef HaTzadik said, when he meets his brothers, he says, Esho Elokim ani yore, I respect Hashem. He has this quality, this yira, that was a major component in this chapter of Likutei Moran. Now Rabbeinu Zal introduces another topic. We spoke earlier in this Torah that even when a person leaves the world, if they were zeicha to leave behind children and students into whom they shine their das, then their das continues to operate in this world even when the person is in the next world. And that's called shleimus. Shleimus is when a person is living in both worlds, in the future world and still alive, their knowledge is still functioning and working in this world. Now Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the grave of a tzaddik. V'zeh bechinas kvuras Moshe. Based on what we've been learning in this Torah, we can understand the concept of the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu bechinas makifin, which represents makifin, that knowledge which we have not attained yet, that which we can't see, shehem tmunim me'ein koil, which is hidden from everyone's sight. They tried searching to discover where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and they couldn't. They knew it was on a mountain, so they tried going up from the bottom of the mountain, climbing up, and each time they went up, it looked higher, higher, until they got to the top of the mountain, and then they couldn't see it anymore. So they decided they're going to go back down. Each time they went down, it looked like it was further down, and they got all the way down to the bottom of the mountain, and they couldn't see where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. They couldn't find it. Then they tried going from both directions, and it still eluded them, showing them that the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, is in the status of makifin. It's something that we can't, it represents that knowledge which we don't understand yet. We don't see it. This is why the Gemara says, Elyonim nidma lehem lamata. To those who are higher up on the mountain, it appeared to them that the grave was below. V'tachtoinim, and to those who are down further below, it appeared to them as the grave was above them. Hanemar bekvuras Moshe. This is what the Gemara says in Soita, page 14, when it speaks about the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshom Rabbi Senzachon, as our rabbis point out, ze bechinas koil. This shows us that Moshe Rabbeinu was an example of a tzaddik b'shleimus, the tzaddik who is everything. He's everywhere. He's above and below. To the ones who are above, it looks to them as if he's below. To the ones who are below, it looks no one can grasp his level. B'chinas ki choil b'shamayim uvaretz, as we had learned earlier in this chapter on Likutei Moran. Ki choil, the tzaddik, who is called ki choil. We said that the words ki choil are bigematria yisoid. The tzaddik yisoid is bashamayim and oretz. He's in heaven and earth at the same time. He's above and below. Meaning, shetzorich hatzaddik shezoiche le'elu hamakifin anal. A tzaddik who is zoiche to this highest level of knowledge, to get to go know that knowledge which other people don't have. To other people, it's makifin, sheyiloi bechinas koil. He must have this aspect of koil everywhere. Laharois le'elyoinim shem lamato. He has to be able to show the people who are very high up that they're really low. She'enam yoidim klal b'yidiyosei isborach. That they don't know anything yet about Hashem compared to what the tzaddik knows. Bechinas mechomis. What do you see? Ulehepech tachtoinim Nitme lohem lamalo, and to the people who are far down, to be able to show them that they're really high up, to be able to lift them up. Note the wording in the Gemara, elyoinim. In other words, the literal translation is different from the way Rabbi Nezal's interpreting it, but Rabbi Nezal's translation fits in perfectly. It says, those who are high up on the mountain, the gravesite of Moshe Rabbeinu appeared to them to be below them. And yet when they tried going down to it, it evaded them completely. To those who are below, it appeared to them as if the gravesite of Moshe Rabbeinu was above them, and yet, and no matter how high they went on the mountain, they couldn't get to it. But Rabbeinu Zal, look at the wording here. Elyoinim nidme lohem lamato. Those who are on a high level, the tzaddik conveys to them a message. Nidme lohem, he's able to show them lamato, that they're really still far down. They still have a long way to go up. Tachtoinim, those who are on a low level, nidme lohem lamala. The tzaddik gives them an image, as if they're high up, as if they're still, they're very connected to Hashem. Kihem masigim shemaloi choloretz kevoidoi. Because the people who are on a low level, they are given this understanding that Hashem's kovoid is everywhere. Bechinas voeres Hashem. I see Hashem, that we mentioned earlier. Now Rabbi Nezal said, oid yesh boze dvorim ne'lomim harbe. Regarding our discussion here, there are still many things that are hidden, that are not revealed. V'loibir rak tzas k'tzas roshe prokim. And now Rabbi Nezal only touched very lightly on some headers of topics in this next paragraph. And Rav Nosson Zal explained that Rabbi Nezal told him that when Rabbi Nezal speaks to a group of people, there are the people that are physically there, and there are the neshamos that are there only in spiritual form. And when Rabbi Nezal is speaking Divrei Torah, he's speaking on one level to the people that are physically present, on a much higher level to those souls that are present. And now in this next paragraph, he was implying he's giving those that are physically present a slight taste of what he was telling the souls, the neshamos of those who were there spiritually. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Hoya Onov. We know the Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu for his humility. Va'anova gdoila mikulam. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that humility is the highest level quality that a person can have. K'moshem Rabbi Seinuzal. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, page 20. That was one statement Rabbeinu Zal made. Then he said, V'yesh oid tziruf shel Chanukah. In the chapter, Rabbi Nezal had told us that in the Slachno, in the prayer that we say on Yom Kippur, Slachno lavoin ha'om hazeh kegoydel chazdecho v'chasher, that the word Chanukah was found in there, in the Rosh Tevois, in the first letters of those words. Ha'om hazeh kegoydel chazdecho v'chasher. The first letters there spell the word Chanukah. This was in paragraph Yud Aleph, I believe, earlier. Now, Rabbi Nezal said, there's another place where we find the word Chanukah hidden in the Chumash, Shehu merumaz ba'posuk v'Yehoshua ben Nun molei ruach chachma, when Moshe Rabbeinu is about to leave the world, and Hashem describes his student, who's going to be the one to take over after him, it says, Yehoshua ben Nun was filled with chachma, Ki somach Moshe es yodav olav, because Moshe Rabbeinu had placed his hands on Yehoshua and transferred from some of Moshe Rabbeinu's knowledge onto Yehoshua. Rabbeinu Zal said, "Besoifei tevois yesh tziruf Chanukah." In the last letters of this pasuk, you will find the letters Chanukah, chaf nun vav chaf hey. Not necessarily in perfect order. And in other words, that there are letters in between. Ki bozeh ha-pasuk merumaz kol ha-bechina shel ha-mayim ranal. Because in this pasuk is included all the different concepts that were mentioned in this chapter of Likut Imran. Now, if you take a look at the last letters from V'Yehoshua bin Nun molei ruach chochma ki somach Moshe yodav olav, it has the word Chanukah, and it also has the word onav, and it has the word ato. Onov Ato, you are humble, and Chanukah. Rabbeinu Zal doesn't say this here clearly, but the Mefarshim point this out. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Mole, the word Mole, Zebechinas Umilu Esor et Samavur Leil. The word Mole represents what we spoke about in the beginning of the chapter, that it's important for a person to have children and to teach those children recognition of Hashem, to fill the world, to make the world into a place of civilization. Umilu Esoretz. That's the Mole. Ki somach Moshe Yodov. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chochom Ador. Yodov, we spoke about the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, the Ramazim, the Yodayim from which Parnosa comes from. Poiseach es Yodecho Masbia. Kol ze mevor leil b'maim ranal. All of these terms were touched on throughout the chapter on the Likutei Moran. Gam be'inyan hayira, also regarding the topic of yira that we mentioned, ki yesh chomesh gvurois. Rabbeinu Zal said, we know that in the 10 attributes of Hashem, very often they're referred to as 5 chasodim and 5 gvurois. Sheheim chomesh emois. Shem Rabbi Senezal. The Gemara in Shabbos, page 77, speaks about 5 types of fear, Chomesh Emois, and they're associated with these 5 attributes of Gvura of Hashem. Ve'yesh Elef Va'arba Meois V'Chomesh Gvuran. And there are also 1,405 aspects of Gvura of Hashem. Hamuva B'Zohar HaKadosh, which the Zohar HaKadosh mentions in the Idra Rabbah, this 1,400, we've mentioned many times, that in the Aleph Beis, there are 5 letters of the Aleph Beis that are referred to sometimes as Gvurais, because these 5 letters appear twice. They appear one manner when they're in the beginning of a word or in the middle of the word, and they have another appearance when they appear at the end of a word. They're called closers, closing letters, stumais. Open is always a concept of chasodim. Open your heart. Open your hand. Closed is a concept of gvura, din, jahatzin, constriction. So these 5 letters, mem, nun, tzadik, pei, chof, have a numerical value of 280. 280 times 5 is 1,400. That's this elef chamesh meois. And chomesh means because they originate from 5 letters. The word ato in Shmonesrei, it says, ato gibor la'olam Hashem. You, Hashem, are all powerful. The word ato, the aleph, stands for 1,000. The tof is 400. And the hey means coming from these 5 letters. Hamuva b'zohar kodesh, shenichlolim ha'gvuroi ze bozeh. Where these aspects of Gvura of Hashem are intermingled with each other, they're connected with each other, ad elef arba meis v'chamesh, to the point where they reach this number of 1,405. V'chol eilu advorim loy bier klal. Rav Nosson Zal says, unfortunately, Rabbeinu Zal did not explain this at all to show how this ties into what we spoke about before. Ki elu hadvorim nemru, because these words were said not to the audience that was physically present at the shir, but rather to the spirituals, the souls that were present at the shir that Rabbeinu Zal was given. We'll just mention the closing paragraph now. Hatoira hazois medaberes mikol ho'eser sfirois. This chapter on the Likutei Moran that we just learned discusses all 10 sfirois, all 10 midos of Hashem. Shefa ha-keser, the flow of light that comes from the highest place, the keser, chochma ubina, yodayim, it spoke about the hands, which usually represent chesed and gvura, gam yira, and it also spoke about yira, the malchus. Gam omra v'yseinu zal, and the Gemara tells us in Ksubas, ha-moineya ha-locha mi-pi talmud, ki-ilu moineya mi-menu chesed, a person who withholds learning from his student, it's as if he's withholding kindness from him. Upoirek mimenu yira shamayim. And he's removing from the student respect for Hashem. Gam bein v'talmid. And also regarding the topic of a son and a student, bein, regarding the son, Isa b'Zohar HaKodesh, it says in the Zohar HaKodesh, ma shmoi. The bein, when we speak about Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, as representing the 10 spheros, we refer to Yud as being the father, He is the mother, Vav is the 6 sons, which is the 6 spheros of Chesed through Yesoi, and the last He is the daughter, the Malchus. This is the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Kaviyochel, as if we're looking at Hashem as being a complete family. A father, a mother, a son, and a daughter. Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Vav, Zeranpin, the Vav, is referred to as the son. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bein Ma Shemoi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was first going to meet with the Jews in Egypt, he said to Hashem that I'm going to come to the people and they're going to say to me, Ma Shemoi, what is Hashem's name? Ma Shemoi. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ma refers to Chachma. Chachma is Koyach Ma. The word Chachma is 2 words, Koyach Ma. Ma Shem Benoi, and what is the name of the son of Chachma? Do Tiferes. That refers to Tiferes, which is one of the 6 spheros of Zeranpin, which very often, when we speak about Zeranpin, when we speak about that collection of the 6 midos of Hashem, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, we call them Tiferes. Tiferes is an umbrella term used to refer to the Vav, the son. Talmidim, Heim Limudei Hashem, and students are referred to as the ones who study from Hashem. Limudei Talmid, Miloshen Limudei. There's a pasuk, V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem. And the Zohar HaKodesh says, Do Netzach Hoid. That represents the spheros of Netzach and Hoid, which are the right leg and the left leg. In our chapter in Likut Moran, we spoke about the sun, S-O-N, which is, again, this Vav, those spheros, up to Tiferes. And we also spoke about the student. Rabbeinu Zal says now, the students represent the spheros of Netzach and Hoid. Koil, and we spoke about the fact that the tzaddik has to have the attribute of koil, which means that he can reach the highest levels and the lowest levels. Do Yesoid. That represented the midah of Yesoid. We said ki choil is bigematria Yesoid. And Malchus Hanal, and we spoke about the Malchus. So Rabbeinu Zal now is showing us that this chapter of Likutei Moharan addressed the full spectrum of all the midahs of Hashem. Rea, we also spoke about the lungs, hi evorim hapnimim. That's addressing the inner organs of the body. Ve'yesh sfirois shemedaper mehem kama pomim. And there are some of the spheros that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about multiple times in this chapter in Likutei Moharan. He refers to them in multiple places. Rav Nosson Zal adds here, Ashrei oznayim shekach shomois, fortunate are the ears that were zeichet to hear such a level of wisdom. Ashrei ha'om shekach aloi, fortunate is the nation that possesses this, that has a rabbi, a Talmud Chacham on this level, who was able to present this incredible package, what we received in this chapter on Likutei Moharan. It's brought, I think, the Zohar HaKodesh of the Arizal says that the word Shekocha, Shekocha is Bigimatria Moshe. Blessed is the nation that has a teacher, a Moshe Rabbeinu, that shares with us, you know, these incredible deep insights about Hashem. Once again, I reiterate, this Torah is unusually huge, large. It was very, very broad. It spoke about many concepts, and each concept Rabbeinu Zal spoke about at length. And hearing it for the first time, it's very, very difficult to grasp. But if a person will learn it again and again, things will become clearer, And the pieces, you'll see how the pieces do fit together beautifully. And Rabbeinu Zal painted a gorgeous, elaborate painting here in this Torah. We should be zeicher to understand it as best as we can, and to be able to learn from all the different concepts that were mentioned that we were given in this Torah. We were given a description and a definition of what a true leader of Klal Yisrael is, what his mission is in giving das to the Jewish people, and we were given a realization that in the Jews there are different levels, higher levels, lower levels, and that tzaddik is qualified to teach both levels, to bring Hashem to all levels and to bring all levels to Hashem. And then we were given deep insights about Parnassa, how that works with Bitochin. There's Likutei Tfilos on this chapter, on Likutei Moran, chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Tfilos, corresponds to this chapter. A person reading that prayer will get a clearer insight about this Torah. And for sure, our souls absorbed it, which means that in Gan Eden we'll certainly be given much, much clearer insights of this Torah. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. This week, on Thursday night, Yud Aleph Kislev is the yahrzeit of my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, or Rav Tzvi Aryeh Ben Zion, Reb Yisrael Abba. We plan to have a Suda here in Eretz Yisrael on the night, Thursday evening, and we plan to go to his kever, Mitzvah Shem, on Har HaZeisim, on Friday morning. Hope to include all of you in our tefillahs, in the Suda. His schus should be a bracha to all of us, Mitzvah Shem.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rav Maimon.
Sure. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Maimon. Sure.